This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The shaking continues. Not merely the trembling of the ground beneath your feet, but the quaking of the foundations of the nations. Do you feel it, Israel? A fracturing, a rending. Yahusha spoke plainly, did he? Warnings echoing from the Olivet Discourse, declaring signs that would mark the closing of this age, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, pestilences. These are not random calamities. They are birth pangs, a labor begun, and the groaning of the earth is the first cry. Look to the Tanakh. Has Yahweh not always spoken through such things? The plagues upon Egypt, a demonstration of power against a rebellious kingdom. The earth opening to swallow Koresh and his rebellion, Bamidbar 16, a stark reminder that defiance of Yahuwah carries a terrestrial consequence. The famine that drove Jacob's family to Goshen, a refining fire, a preparation for covenant renewal. These were not merely acts of destruction, but declarations of Yahuwah's sovereignty, his unwavering commitment to covenant, and a foreshadowing of what is to come. We see now a marked increase in seismic activity across the globe, the rings of fire ablaze, volcanic eruptions darkening the skies. These are not isolated incidents scattered across the map like meaningless dots. They are connected, a pattern of affliction, a foretelling of greater turmoil. The nations boast of their technology, their control over the elements, but they are fools. Yahuwah controls the earth, and he is revealing their vanity. They build their towers of Babel, and he sends the wind to scatter the stones. And alongside this groaning, a stirring, a remembering, reports filtering in, whispers from the scattered remnants of Israel, a reclaiming of the household altar. Devarim 30, verse 1 and 2, even if you are scattered as far as the heavens, from there Yahuwah your Elohim will gather you and bring you back. It's not a political realignment we watch for, but a spiritual homecoming. Generations removed from the ancestral covenants, now turning back to the foundations. A rediscovering of the stories, the songs, the remembrance of who they are, whose they are. This isn't merely nostalgia. It's a reawakening of the seed within, responding to the tremors, sensing the nearness of the day. The news speaks of supply chain disruptions, of shortages and rising prices. They call it economic instability. We call it the spoiling of provision, a consequence of Edom's greed and a test for Israel's faith. Malachi 1, verses 3 through 5, a direct indictment of Edom's arrogance, their disdain for the covenant, their poisonous influence that has seeped into the lineage of Jacob. This isn't accidental. This is judgment unfolding, exposing the rotten fruit of a system built on injustice and deception. Edom's venom is spreading, yes, but Yahuwah is also exposing it. And what does Israel do in the face of this? Do they hoard? Do they panic? Or do they raise the shield of generations? Zechariah 12, verse 7, he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. This isn't a call for military might, though defense is necessary. It's a call for spiritual fortification, for the strengthening of the bonds of covenant, for the protection of the vulnerable. It's a preparation for the refining fire, a bracing for the storm. We see a simultaneous reporting, Israel's awakening echoing alongside the earth's groaning, a correlated response, a stirring within the covenant seed as the world convulses. Yeshayahu 26, 19 and 20, awake and arise, O Israel, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahuwah has risen upon you. The earth may tremble, the nations may rage, but Israel will not be moved, because Yahuwah is their refuge, their strength, their shield. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, connecting the dots. The patterns are clear. The prophecies are unfolding. This is not a time for complacency, for distraction, for clinging to the false comforts of the world. This is a time for repentance, for renewal, for preparation. A time to remember the covenants, to rebuild the altars, to raise the shield, and to watch for the dawn. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.